Thank you for joining us today for the seventh episode of the Whitaker Report, a discussion with thought leaders about the future of economic development, site selection, and corporate real estate. My name is Dean Whitaker, President and CEO of Whitaker Associates, a data analytic company serving the needs of economic development and commercial real estate organizations. I will be your host as we endeavor to see what's next around the corner. Today we will be speaking with Tim Cowden, President and CEO of Kansas City Area Development Council. Tim leads the strategic direction, vision, and global positioning for KCADC, including investor and client relationships. KCADC team drives new corporate attraction in partnership with the economic development leadership across the 18-county, two-state Kansas City region. Tim has more than 30 years of experience in economic development, including senior positions in Texas, Utah, and Kansas City. He has been with KCADC since 1998. Please join me as we welcome Tim Cowden to the Whitaker Report podcast. Tim, thank you for joining us today. KCADC has been recognized as one of the best in class regional economic development organizations by the Development Counselors International under their winning strategy survey with site selection consultants. What's your magic sauce? That's a pretty incredible rating to achieve. What are you doing right?
Well, Dean, good morning. It's always good to hear your voice, and I've really enjoyed working with you and a lot of respect for you over all these years. And so it's good to hear your voice. You know, I'm very proud of the recognition that our team and by extension, our region has received from the DCI survey. And I'd put it this way, that we have a very unique region here, mm-hmm. two states that are separated by a street. A lot of places that have multi-states within a region, you'll have a river, and we certainly have the river, the Missouri River, but most of Kansas City, that what people know of Kansas City, is separated by state line road. And about 50% of our GDP is created on both sides or either side of state lines. So we have to be incredibly intentional about being regional here. And I think that really focuses us on really the customer more so than maybe if you're just in the middle of a state somewhere. And some people may not agree with that, but we have to be really, really focused on our customer. And our customer is just not the C-suite person who is going to make a decision on a big new project. Our customer are our communities across the region. Our customers are both the state of Missouri and the state of Kansas. So, and the private sector. So I've always believed that if you focus on the customer, as complicated as our business can be, wherever you are, if you focus on the customer, everything really sorts itself out. And then certainly, I'd say this, Dean, that I am surrounded by some incredibly talented professionals at KCADC. We've been fortunate to keep the core of our team together for many years. Bob Marcus, who was our longtime CEO and a Michigan native, you know him well, put together a great team, almost 30 years ago, and a number of us have stayed together, and I was fortunate to be in the right place at the right time to take the CEO role after a national competition about 6 years ago, and tried to keep the momentum rolling.
Well, you've done a great job, and I've been so impressed, Tim, for the work that you folks have done over the years. And as you mentioned, I worked with your organization many times in the past, and I think you're a class act, and all from the top, all from the bottom up, I'll say it that way. But everyone I've worked with in your organization has been first class, and carries out their work in that capacity at the top level. So I'm very impressed with your team as I've gotten to know them.
Well, thank you, Dean, and on behalf of the entire team, we've appreciated, again, working with you and look forward to maybe doing some other things in the future as well. But I'll pass along those good words to them later on today.
Thank you. Just a curiosity about what do you see for the region in the future? Where Where is it headed? I think you mentioned the other day your new airport's going to be coming online soon. What do you see for the region in, say, the next 3 to 5 years?
You know, I really believe that we are in a golden era for Kansas City. And don't I sound like an economic development professional when I say that? I think anybody would say that about their region. But, yeah, I truly believe that communities or regions are much like individuals or companies. You're either advancing or you're falling behind. Nobody's going to stay still. And Kansas City not always was advancing. I mean, there were times in our history that not so long ago that we weren't as progressive as we could have been. And we've had great leadership across our region at the political level, and certainly at the business level as well recently. And there's a lot of really amazing momentum that we're attempting to harness here. And we're looking to amplify our brand however we can. And we're attracting talent here. We're attracting companies. Just in the past week, Dean, we've announced 3 new companies that are moving or expanding in our region, creating about 1,000 jobs. And these are good paying jobs. One company in particular, 450 jobs at about $110,000 per. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to, and we are accomplishing a lot by focusing on our strengths. You know, last year was a tough one, 2020 for everybody, and it's continued into 2021 in various sectors of the economy. But we've done really well harnessing our strengths around location and e-commerce and the infrastructure that's built up around that. And, you know, people want to be in a place that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're competing with all these other great regions across the country for talent, really a talent game. And it's a talent competition, and it's about placemaking and all these cool buzzwords that we throw around in our business. But we're making Kansas City a really, really attractive place for folks coming right out of school to mid-career to even those that are looking to retire. There's a lot for everybody here. And I've heard this many times, and I'll shush, but if you haven't been to Kansas City in a while, and some individuals that we bring in have never been here before, and they're just completely, I mean, their jaw drops in a sense, because they get here and they go, oh my God, I had no idea that this was Kansas City. It's a beautiful place. It's vibrant. Our downtown is off the hook right now. Our suburbs are vibrant, and it's just a really easy place to live and to build your career and your life at whatever stage of life that you're in.
Very cool. I think you've already answered about 4 of my questions that I was going to ask you, but and one of which I was wondering about is kind of stepping back and looking at a broader view of economic development. And you mentioned it's a talent game, and I think you're right. Everything I've seen is that's becoming kind of the top on the list of what's on people's mind. Are you doing anything special on the talent category to reach out to people that have lived there before or gone out and done any kind of, I know some cities are either offering significant financial incentives to attract people. Are you doing anything special other than creating a place where people want to be, which is probably the first step, but are you doing anything beyond that?
Sure. Well, Dean, you know, one word that I used earlier in our conversation, and then we use it a lot around here, is just being intentional about what we're doing. And, you know, I've got a broad region, 18 counties in both Missouri and Kansas. So one of my community partners is doing a great job. Topeka, you know, they are incenting individuals to move there. Other areas of the country have done that, particularly in our part of the world. Northwest Arkansas has got a pretty aggressive program. Tulsa's done that. Topeka's done it as well. So they're part of the Kansas City region. My organization created some years ago an initiative around talent attraction and retention. Mm-hmm. And basically the challenge that we had at the time was that our business sector, our corporate partners, found it easier to recruit individuals to their companies like Hallmark, for example, talent on either coast or elsewhere in the country certainly knew of Hallmark. But when the Hallmark exec said, hey, we're headquartered in Kansas City and the job's in Kansas City, then there were more question marks. So we created an initiative to help our corporate partners sell Kansas City, because they did a great job and do a great job of selling their companies. We needed to help them sell our Kansas City region better. So it's morphed into what I believe it was the leading talent attraction and retention initiative in the country called Team KC. And we know that an individual, whether they're in the C-suite or whether they're following a company or following a partner or what have you, they really need to understand what they're moving to and what the community and region's all about. So we've created a whole suite of programs and all sorts of support to help that happen. And we're doing a lot of cool things, I believe, with branding our region. We're calling it our Heartland strategy. And we can talk more about that if you'd like as well.
I'd be curious about that. That sounds interesting.
Well, you know, as I said before, we've got a lot of momentum here. But momentum's one thing. What are you going to really do with that? And you mentioned at the top of our conversation that we've got a new airport terminal that's coming online in 2 years now, in 2023. And if you've flown in, and I believe you have, been a while, but you've flown into Kansas City, and we laugh about it here. If you live in Kansas City and you don't spend a lot of time in our airport, it's a great place. But the longer you spend in our airport terminal currently, your experience factor goes down immeasurably. It's just not a really attractive first impression for people coming in and out as it stands now. We knew that. And we were able to get the voters of Kansas City, Missouri to pass by a 75% approval rate to build a $1.5 billion new airport terminal. It will be the most modern, the most efficient, a beautiful front door and back door to the Kansas City region when it opens up. And it's going to help us immensely as, again, we amplify our brand. And I mentioned the Heartland strategy. We if you come to Kansas City, you'll walk around town, anywhere downtown, on the plaza, out in the burbs, and people here, well, first off, they love Kansas City. There's a tremendous amount of pride I've never experienced here in any place. And people are wearing a t-shirt with a heart with the letters KC in the middle. And we thought, you know what? We were going through a branding process, and, you know, organizations like mine, and, you know, do this from time to time. We thought, you know, why create something out of whole cloth when this little t-shirt company called Charlie Hustle, and they are really, really sharp, smart people, they sold over a million of these t-shirts over the last 5 or 6 years. All sorts of celebrities like Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis and Rob Riggle, you know, all these guys are wearing these shirts everywhere. We go, why don't we approach them about seeing if they'd allow us to basically adopt this mark for the region's brand. And that heart with those letters KC go all the way back into some really cool history. And we've got the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum here, and the Kansas City Monarchs are a big part of Kansas City, and they used that symbol on their sleeve, their jersey. You know, you were talking, Gene, about your grandson, a big baseball player. They used that mark on the sleeves of the 42 Monarchs that won the Negro League World Series that year. So there's a lot of really cool history and links to that, and it has just been really well received, and it provides us a platform from which to message, because there's a lot of amazing places in our country, right? A lot of great cities that we compete against, regions, and how we identify ourselves and with the customer, how do we set ourselves apart? And one of the things that we have just by chance is our name, Kansas City, and those initials, those two letters, KC, are so powerful, because there's only a handful of regions in the country that are really identifiable by a large number of people by their letters or by their their shorthand, so to speak. You think of LA or NY for New York or SF for San Francisco, and KC is one of those. And we did research, national research, before we adopted this KC Heart brand. And nearly 80% of the individuals that were surveyed, and we got some highfalutin New York firm to do this for us, 80% identified KC, those letters, with Kansas City. Wow. So we felt like we were onto something, and we've taken it to market. We're doing some really cool things, targeting different geographies in the country with various emerging sectors of our economy that we feel that we've got some real strength in. And we're just getting started and having a lot of fun.
Well, I'll keep my eye on my mailbox for my T-shirt then. So
you're gonna have a T-shirt, but you know, back to that, you know, so much of what we've done, and I think this really speaks to all economic development organizations. We've really marketed and targeted B2B. You know, we've been a B2B organization. We think about how we target consultants or target specific sectors, and you've helped us with that, Dean, mm-hmm. over the years, but it's been B2B. We thought, you know, again, going back to how do we really grow Kansas City, and it's individuals that are moving here. I mean, look at places like Nashville and Austin and Charlotte, some of these real high-flying markets. You know, people just are moving there. They've been able to scale. So we wanted to create a whole strategy around B2C and go into the consumer, which is very different for an economic development organization, we believe. So we have our B2B strategy, which we continue to hammer on, and we do very well with. Nothing's changing there. We thought we need to really look forward and how can we create a B2C strategy, and that's what we're implementing right now with our Heartland initiative.
That's fascinating. You mentioned earlier the pandemic and how we're coming out of that now. What kind of changes do you, well, how did it impact your region, first of all? And secondly, what kind of permanent changes do you think we'll take out of this situation and take into the future with us?
Well, it's really interesting that we're talking this morning, because last night we had our first in-person investor event in, 14, 15 months. So we had about 150, 175 individuals that got together, and it was awesome to see our partners, community partners, our private sector partners all there. I don't know, we were all hugging, and I know some people are still a little uncomfortable with that, and that's cool. You know, we were all vaccinated, but people just want, you know, that human connectivity, not mm-hmm. through the social networks. And I think looking back just at, you know, over the last year, how much uncertainty there was, you know, at this point last year, what's going to happen in our organization, and how are we going to weather this, and our clients, and this, that, and the other. And I'm very proud of how our region and, you know, our states and our country, you know, have gotten through this, because there was just so much uncertainty. And there still is, I guess, to some degree. But bringing it back just to Kansas City and what we do at the Area Development Council is that we really focused on our strengths. And we were fortunate in that, you know, so much more, you know, direction from the consumer went into e-commerce. You know, people obviously weren't leaving their homes, and e-commerce sales have just, you know, year over year, just you're talking double digit increases from even, you know, last quarter to the quarter of the year before, et cetera. So we have a lot of strengths here in e-commerce, and companies like Urban Outfitters announced a major expansion to our region in the middle of the pandemic, which I think was just emblematic of everything that was going on in our world. And it showed the strengths of what Kansas City's all about. Chewy, the pet food organization, the pet food and supply distributor, announced another major addition to their system right here in Kansas City during the middle of the pandemic. So we had other wins last year, but thank goodness, we have strengths in e-commerce, logistics, transportation, manufacturing. You know, our food and beverage sector is just going nuts. This year, right now, 15 million square feet of new industrial is under construction in Kansas City. And per capita, top three market in the country for industrial construction, and it's all getting leased up. I mean, we're seeing a lot of success there. Our tech sector has really taken off. This project that I mentioned before, earlier on, 475 jobs, is a cybersecurity company. It's a software company that focuses on cyber and solving all sorts of really complex challenges, not just for the private sector, but for defense and intelligence agencies. And again, that's really been a real strength of KC's, is our diversity. And this past year, we needed that diversity.
Now, speaking of diversity, I was going to ask Tim, I noticed St. Louis has launched a major initiative about inclusion, and they've kind of reorganized under the Greater St. Louis Inc. banner and hired almost a co-CEO for inclusion. I've had quite a bit of experience in your region, and I always felt like you were already doing that when I was there. It just felt there were a lot of things happening along those lines that were inclusive for a lot of people. And I wondered, do you see more of that, or what do you see happening at the moment and down the road?
I think, Dean, just, you know, looking back at the past year, and I don't need to go into everything that happened in our country, you know, with the pandemic and social justice movements and everything, and all of us in whatever role we play in our organizations, whatever business that we're in, really we needed to take a step back and say, okay, what can we do to be a more inclusive community, more inclusive region? But, you know, starting, you know, how can we be a more inclusive organization and even profession? So I'm proud of the work that we're doing, the journey that we're on, and it's a long journey. You know, we have become more intentional at KCADC about diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. You know, a lot of organizations like ours, I'm sure, have done this as well. And again, it's a journey, and I'm proud of the work that we're doing. Again, we've got a long way to go, but we want Kansas City to be known as an open and inclusive place. And the work that we were doing with our clients, you know, our corporate clients over the last, you know, 15 or 20 years in particular, because this has really been on the radar, this whole diversity and inclusion concept, really, in the corporate sector for quite a while. And when our clients would come to Kansas City, that's something that we needed to really understand about our region and be prepared to answer the questions that we were getting from our clients, because, you know, companies want to move to a place that's open and diverse and inclusive in all things, in thought and everything. So I'm proud of the progress that we've made, but I think, like a lot of places, we've got a lot more progress to make, and we'll get there.
Well, Tim, I know you've got a meeting coming up, but I thank you for taking your time this morning to share a few thoughts with us. I'm excited for what's happening in Kansas City, and I look forward to seeing what's next. I love your idea of what the airport's going to do for the area, your branding, and also the idea of B2C is a new one. I haven't heard that anyplace else that I've been. So that's an interesting approach you've taken. And I'm taking away the idea of being intentional. And I think that's probably what you said early on about the success of the region, is that you're intentional about it. And I congratulate you on that approach.
Dean, I didn't mean to cut you off. I appreciate that very much. You know, I am really excited about the trajectory that our region is on. We can always do better. We have a little saying around here, you know, ever better every day. And I think small incremental progress that you make over time, you'll look back and go, wow, we really did accomplish a lot. And we know that we have a particular place and time to get this done. I love what I do for a living. I'm very fortunate to be leading an organization like KCADC. I work with some tremendous people, but you know what? Nothing's given to us. We're not entitled to anything. We have to go out and make it happen every day. And we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make Kansas City the very best place it can be the most attractive, open, inclusive place for somebody to move and continue their career, or start their career, or really just build a life. And we invite anyone and everyone who might listen to this and go, hey, you know, come into Kansas City, just take a look. Please look me up, and we'll put you in the right place. But thanks, Dean.
Yeah, thank you, Tim, for your time today, and I wish you well on your journey, as you described it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Whitaker Report podcast, Seeing Around Corners, and a special thanks to Tim Cowden for helping us better understand the changes taking place in the global location strategy and regional economic development as we respond to the rapidly changing world around us. Again, I am Dean Whitaker, your host. Please subscribe to the Whitaker Report podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcast. Thank you for listening.